Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Let me tell you about our show coming up in this interview, coming up straight ahead. A new friend, Andy Katos, is with us. He's president and CEO of the Service First. Let me say this again, folks. Service First Bank, which is an Alabama bank. His division is out of Huntsville. The headquarters, I think, is out of Birmingham. And they've got a different kind of a way of looking at banking. I think you're going to find very interesting. Andy, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here, Andy. And now you've been in banking before, right? You worked for other banks.
That's right. That's right. I did.
So you came from the traditional bank environment,
right,
where they had ATMs and tellers and CDs and all the trappings, all the stuff that banks have, and so when you got to Service First Bank, things were different, weren't they?
That's right. Our target market is dealing with small to medium-sized businesses, and of course the owners and individuals of those businesses and professionals. And so, you know, when you target that market, the need for a lot of branch banking really goes away. You know, really for a lot of reasons. You know, obviously the advent of so many flexible and convenient electronic tools have come up over the last 20 years, and and then the other thing is just that what we try to do is really take the bank out to our clients. I mean,
well,
the
if you think about it, as my audience knows, that I proclaim the and extol the virtues of the independent community bank. Andy, I tell my audience that they need to have at least two banking relationships. One of them can be a big bank. I don't have a problem with they do business with a big bank. That's fine. They can do a lot of good things with big banks. But one of their two relationships must be with an independent community bank. And I'm going to throw in a bank of your type. Because even though you're not a classic independent community bank, you're very near to that. In a lot of ways. Now, but and to be honest with you, though, to talk about your model, we do business with an independent community bank, but we don't go in their buildings a lot.
That's right, and that's,
we drive by and make deposits, and we just don't need to go in an awful lot.
Yeah, and that's really the trend for particularly for a business. It's even more so even for individuals these days with online banking and those tools, and some of the things we're doing for our business owners is you probably heard about this remote deposit capture, which is
right,
which has been the new trend over the last few years. Where at least in our community, we were one of the first to come out with it, and it was it really again allowed us to work off of our model where we can keep the cost of bricks and mortar and staffing those branches down and be able to pass that savings on to our clients in the form of lower cost accounts and higher yields.
Explain how
money.
Remote deposit works.
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's actually a machine that's about the size of a toaster, I tell folks, and it sits on their desk at their office, and they're able to make electronic check deposits from their desktop, and it pushes the cutoff to about 4 o'clock. The money will actually, the checks will actually be imaged, the front and back of the checks are imaged.
How quickly will a small business owner get credit for that deposit?
It will go in. That credit will go in that day. So when they make a deposit before four, it's just like if they came into the bank branch. And make
so
a,
folks,
make a
you
deposit.
Know you know how you're always rushing to get a deposit in before two or before three or whenever your bank cutoff is. If it's right there on your desk. And by the way, folks, you remember I've been telling you about this kind of technology for a few years now. It's been around for a while, and it really took off with the advent of Check 21, didn't it, Andy?
Exactly. The technology is really the technology is wasn't the issue; it was the legislation. So,
right.
The technology is great. A lot of clients will go into a client's office with our cash management officer, And we'll sit there and look at how do you do your – what does it take to prepare a deposit? You know, mm-hmm. Even as long as I've been in banking, I kept thinking, okay, you know, the time to make a deposit is, you know, getting in the car, driving to the bank, making a deposit in the bank, waiting in line, what have you. Well, we forget about what takes place in the office, you know, with a lot of checks. A lot of times our clients will have to copy their checks and fill out the deposit ticket. Well, it takes care of all that because it will image the front and back of the check. Mm-hmm. It'll prepare the deposit. So we say you
this
can
is
pretty
one
much
machine. One machine will do all that.
That's right. It pretty much takes a bank run, bank preparation of 30 minutes or so.
So here's
about
the thing,
three
though.
Minutes.
Here's the big deal. See, a lot of banks can offer you this. But what your bank is doing that I find interesting is you've kind of become a banking consultant, haven't you?
Well, we feel that way. I mean, you know, a lot of times our clients will, you know, a lot of times we'll go visit the client and say, well, you won't. I'm not really your ideal client. I don't borrow money. Mm-hmm. And we say, well, you know, it takes both kinds, you know, in our business. And a lot of times a client doesn't spend time looking at mm-hmm. what their cash management needs are. How are they managing their cash? Are they sweeping the money into an interest-bearing account? Are they using electronic tools? Are they doing some things that were really
Are they minimizing the float, which works against them when they?
And those type of issues. And really, are they maximizing the yield or reducing the interest that they're paying on their lines of credit by their cash management? And so that's what we do. We go in there, we'll analyze their existing statements, and we'll go and compare and say, okay, if you had this type of arrangement with us, you would have brought this much to the bottom line just from everyday banking services.
Well, more and more people are realizing that when they give somebody a check to pay a bill, that comes out of that's credited against their account instantaneously. And so, folks, if you're not taking advantage of this kind of technology, if you're not doing the same thing, what you're doing is you're letting other people use your money instantaneously, but you're not using their money instantaneously. You're giving them 2 or 3 days to float. And that's costing you money, and I'm really glad, Andy, that your company is actually making house calls. You're going out to the business.
That's right.
And knocking on doors. I mean, you don't even expect your customers to come to see you, do you?
No, not at all. I mean, you can't really get to know, particularly a business client, if you don't go out to their operation. I mean, to be able to go tour their plant, to be able to go tour their facility, mm-hmm. meet the people. You know, how are you going to understand your client's business if you're not out there?
First Bank.
That's
and
right.
Give us the website.
It is www.servicefirstbank.com, and that's service, S-E-R-V-I-S.
bank.com. So check
That's
it
right.
out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Andy Katers. We're going to talk when we come back about how to borrow money from a company like, from a bank like this. I might want to do that. Stay with us. And you ain't had it. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And either one of those will help you out. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things we do, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now, askjim.biz. Andy Katers is our guest. Andy, am I saying your last name right?
That's right. It's perfect.
Katers, and
right.
He's the president and CEO of Service First Bank, which is a unique banking organization in the state of Alabama, based out of Birmingham, but your branch is in Huntsville.
That's right. We have two offices here in Huntsville.
But the main headquarters is in Birmingham, and the founder of your organization is Tom Broughton, right?
Tom Broughton, that's right.
Now, is your bank publicly traded yet?
We are privately held, which obviously during this time is a great place to be, given what's happening
with the
financials.
Can I buy some stock? How can I buy stock in your bank?
The way we've done our stock is actually we offered it out to we're in Huntsville, Birmingham, and Montgomery, and when we did our private stock offering, we offered it to folks that were in those communities for the very reason of that we wanted to have
you want
local
yeah,
local
you want
owners.
Sure.
That's right. Local owners, so you can really be out there.
Well, I'm gonna email you later and see how I can get some of that stock. But let's talk about, because I like your business model. Let's talk about how you loan money to banks. Now, you know, you talked about the small business owner who says we don't borrow a lot of money, so we're probably not a prospect for you. Well, mm-hmm. The truth is they may be the best kind because they make deposits and they don't ask you for any of it back.
Well, I call the deposit in is that's our raw material. I mean,
exactly.
that's what it takes for us to produce those loans, and obviously loans is where we can generate the income, and so certainly again it takes both sides of the balance sheet.
Well, but the, you know, one of the things that I've always said, Andy, that a loan officer will fight you for a loan, but they'll kill you for a deposit.
I tell you what, you know, we wouldn't be around if we weren't loaning money. I mean, the reality of it is that.
But you got to have deposits to loan.
That's
where,
right. Where are you getting your money to loan? That's right. The loans is, you know, obviously that's what helps grow our communities. It's what obviously generates revenue for our bank, and it's just you got to be able to be flexible in your lending, and you got to be able to make it easy for your clients, particularly small business owners, because quite frankly, you know, a lot of times they're responding to opportunities out there that can go away quickly, and you know, these business owners are typically wearing lots of hats. They're the salesperson in their organization. They're overproduction. They're involved in the finances of the business, and so when they need a decision on a loan, they need it quickly.
Well, let's talk about that. How do you borrow money from a big bank, go through a local loan officer who then inputs your stuff into the computer, and then the credit score basically goes to, a lot of times, and this is not in every case, folks, but I'm in general, the credit score goes to a central commercial loan
decision,
which is 100 or 200 miles away.
That's right.
And the decision is not made by the person who you work with.
If you go through
an independent community bank,
yeah.
you're going to make a loan through a loan officer. Now, each loan officer can make certain levels of loans on their own.
Correct.
But if it's above their loan in an independent community bank, it goes to the committee, the loan committee, which is right there in your hometown, and the loan officer's probably presenting directly to the committee.
That's right, and that's the way a lot of you're right on. Well, typically, what we do when we talk to somebody who may be banking with a larger financial institution, that is typically when it comes to the small business end of things, they are typically being credit scored on that business, just like they would as a consumer. And kind of going back to what we talked about going out to somebody's plant and visiting.
Right.
Well, the person making that decision or the machine making that decision isn't doing all those things.
Well, tell us how your bank makes a loan.
Well, and we actually do not do loan committee. We think we can even make it even easier than that process because you know, in other organizations, and you can think about this whether it be a church committee or a nonprofit mm-hmm. committee. A lot of times, when you send something through a committee, it comes out looking a lot differently than it went in. And
right.
really, when it went in, is what you discuss with the client. And so, you know, and a lot of times agendas come into play, and you got to have four or five votes to approve a credit, and we just don't think that's the best in the best interest of our small business clients.
So, I mean, how do you get a loan approved?
Well, we do. Each officer has a certain amount of lending authority. Any credit within our bank can be approved with two signatures. So you always one up one signature based off of somebody's limit. So you're
basically,
really gonna have,
you and the person you report to higher than you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So,
and believe me,
when
okay. You know, we obviously like to pull other thoughts in when we're, you know, even though it's not part of the approval process, but we want to make it.
If I want to borrow money from you, do I need to have my deposit account with you in order to do
not
that?
Necessarily. Not necessarily.
But you like that though, don't you?
We typically do it, and also that, you know, can help us price things a little more favorably in your, you know,
right,
you know,
right,
for your needs.
Because you got compensating balances. And
exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, I've enjoyed our visit. Folks, this is a different kind of, this is a bank that makes business calls, house calls, and doesn't have loan committees. I like a bank that doesn't have a loan committee. Hey, Andy, give us that website again.
Okay, it's www.servicefirstbank.com. Remember, it's service, S-E-R-V-I-S.
Yeah, check it out, folks. And this is not your grandfather's bank. Thanks, Andy. Well, see you next time.
All right, thank
you.
Quick
break. Stay with us. I'll be right back. I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.